You're listening to the Timberline Church podcast, where we have conversations about how we let love live in our everyday lives, how God has met us and transformed us. I'm Pastor Jeff Lucas. Thanks for listening. It's Passion Week. Easter is days away, and we are preparing our hearts and minds to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus by reflecting daily on some of what Mark says in his gospel about Jesus' final journey to the cross. Mark 13. As Jesus was leaving the temple, one of his disciples said to him, "Look, teacher, what massive stones, what magnificent buildings." "Do you see all these great buildings?" replied Jesus. "Not one stone here will be left on another. Every one will be thrown down." As Jesus was sitting on the Mount of Olives opposite the temple, Peter, James, John, and Andrew asked him privately, "Tell us, when will these things happen, and what would be the sign that they're all about to be fulfilled?" Jesus said to them, "Watch out that no one deceives you. Many will come in my name, claiming, 'I am he,' and will deceive many. When you hear of wars and rumors of wars, do not be alarmed. Such things must happen, but the end is still to come. Nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be earthquakes in various places and famines. These are the beginning of birth pains. You must be on your guard. You will be handed over to the local councils and flogged in the synagogues. On account of me, you will stand before governors and kings as witnesses to them. And the gospel must first be preached to all nations. Whenever you are arrested and brought to trial, do not worry beforehand about what to say. Just say whatever is given you at the time, for it is not you speaking, but the Holy Spirit." We served together in a leadership team for some years. He was bright, passionate, and very open to the work of the Holy Spirit. But today, I heard that he has walked away from his faith, an all too familiar story these days. My friend has been through some horrendous family trials, and his decision is fueled by anger and disappointment with God. I've not experienced the terrible devastation that he has, and so I'm not here to condemn him. But Jesus has promised all of us who follow him two absolute certainties, which are trouble, but then ultimate triumph. Jesus pulls no punches in his description of trouble, which were likely describing the fall of Jerusalem in AD 70, and then events surrounding the end times. Wars, earthquakes, famine, false accusation, physical beatings, betrayal and hatred within families, all these he listed. Nobody relishes trouble, and while we might struggle through it, we shouldn't be surprised by it, as if God had promised us exemption from it. On the contrary, Jesus said, "In this world you will have trouble." Now that's not my favorite Bible verse. I don't have that as a refrigerator magnet, but it's true. But then Jesus describes the ultimate triumph that will be ours in him in his coming. The Son of Man is portrayed as the one who comes surfing on the clouds with great power and glory, bigger, stronger, greater than even the sun, moon, and stars, symbols of power in the ancient world, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every title that can be given, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come. That's how Paul describes it in Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 21. There may be trouble now, but glory is ahead. Let's be found faithful, whatever comes. Father, grant grace and peace to all your people for whom life is about overwhelming trouble. Loving Father, may the truth of coming glory truly strengthen and sustain. Amen.